And then, look at verse 51, he doesn't stop there. He touches the temple. In verse 51, it says of Matthew 27, "Behold, the veil of the temple was torn from top to bottom." Now you say, what's going on? Why are all these things recorded? Well, again, just as the light of the world wanted to show who he was, also the great high priest who Jesus revealed himself as, the one who ever lives to intercede for us, he wanted to show that there was a new way now to his presence. The Old Testament worship was centered at the tabernacle and then at the temple. A divinely designed liturgy was carried on for 1,500 years, and the epicenter of that was this temple in Jerusalem. And that temple had an altar of incense and a golden lampstand and a table of showbread, but it was all hidden from view by a massive, hand-woven, 6-inch thick, what we would call rug, that was 60 feet high, 30-some feet wide, and took hundreds of men to transport and lift it when it was put in place, when the Herodian temple was completed. And that massive rug veil had one loud message, and that message was, stay out. You're not welcome. Holiness is on this side, and you're unholy, and you can't come in. In fact, only one person once a year was allowed behind that big rug. And that was the high priest. And probably in the history of the entire worship of God in the Old Testament, no more than 50 men had ever made it behind that curtain. The 50 high priests who were high priests for life. And that must have been a scene that day as the priests were working. And the high priest was getting ready to do his duties, sprinkling his blood on the mercy seat. And there were some priests pouring a handful of incense over the fire on the altar and changing the bread on the table. And as they were going through all those motions there, lit by those candelabras and unaware of what was going on outside as it was already dark, verse 51 says that with an unearthly sound, that massive curtain was violently torn. Notice what it says in the text, from top to bottom. It's almost as if the hands of God came and just went and tore it in half. And for the first time in nearly 1,500 years, common people could look upon the ark and the mercy seat of God's throne of grace and mercy. Never before seen by common people. God was declaring, anyone who wishes may come in now, you're welcome any time. That's what Hebrews 4:16 says. We can come boldly to the throne of grace and mercy and find help in time of need. And God was underscoring that as he tore that veil. Aren't you glad we live on this side of Calvary? That there's no wall that says you can't come, you're not welcome. That Jesus tore it in half. And so the light of the world snuffed out the sun to show who he was. And the great high priest himself tore the veil and said, come on in. I'm waiting for you.